Good evening. My name is Miguel from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota? Can you be so kind, share your opinion? Hello?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? To the best of your knowledge, your opinion is what matters. What is the biggest issue?
I know. That's a big question. I don't know.
Okay. I have a list here. I can read a few of them, and, you know, if you have another one, you can share that with me. But I have here the economy, jobs, inflation, the taxes, the government spending, education, the healthcare in Minnesota today, the moral or social issues, the environment, the crime and drugs, or if you have any other one. But can you pick one of those just for the sake of a research?
How about the moral issues? The moral and social issues.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? You know, I have a few here, but if you have another one, it says fossil fuels or carbon emissions need to move to renewable energy, the water pollution, the climate change, the global warming, the air pollution, the wetlands, or overpopulation. If you have to pick one for the global environmental issue.
How about the water one?
The water pollution? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota? Now, your state, Minnesota state. Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect the wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, and landfill space. If you have to pick one.
Climate change.
The climate change. Thank you. Now, moving on. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, ma'am, how would you rate the environmental performance of the forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Okay. And how about the industry of mining? How would you rate it on the environmental performance? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I actually don't know. I'll just say good.
Good, okay.
Is
if you have no opinion.
Unknown? I don't know. If
okay,
I don't
we can
know.
Move on. Yeah, we can okay. Move on. Man. No worries. There's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that matters. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll move to a different topic as we move forward. But how about the industry of refining? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. And how about the industry or the medical manufacturing? How do you think the environmental performance is? How would you rate them?
Good.
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And
good.
The electric utilities, same question? Excellent, good, just fair?
I'd say good.
Okay. How about the agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How do you think they're doing in the environmental performance?
Probably fair.
Just fair? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How about the forest and timber industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota, to the best of your knowledge?
Fair.
Fair, okay. How about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Okay, and the county land departments? How would you rate them? How do you think they do in managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Okay, and the environmental groups? Same question?
Fair.
Fair. And the U.S. Forest Service in Minnesota, how do you think they do in managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent. Good. Just fair or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Good. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? What's your opinion?
That's a good question. I don't know. Probably.
Somewhat, very, or not at all, or not too important?
I'd say not too important.
Not too important. Okay. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy and the future? Would you say it is very significant role that they will play in the future, and somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant? What's your opinion?
Not too significant.
Not significant. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. Now, how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested? What's your opinion?
I don't know. I would hope so. I would hope they put double in.
More the same or fewer?
I don't know. I'm going to say more. I'm hopeful that it is more, but I don't know.
Got to stay positive, right? Thank you, ma'am. Always got it. Now, ma'am, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More or fewer, or about the same?
Oh, wow. Fewer.
A fewer, okay. And now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
I hope so. Yes, sure.
Okay. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say that has a positive impact, no impact, or negative impact on the wildlife in Minnesota?
I'd say negative impact.
Negative. Okay, moving on. Do you feel that it's possible, ma'am, to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes.
What's your opinion? Yes? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
No.
And there's no right or wrong answers, man. Your opinion that matters. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yep. I say no.
So it's say no. Okay, thank you. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, ma'am, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Well, sure, that's a good idea, yes.
Okay, and do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Well, that's getting too deep, but yes, sure.
Okay.
I'm doing
and now the next one. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you.
Hey, what, Louis?
I'm sorry?
Is it overflowing? No, there's not something with the toilet. It's just, there's like a spider under the cabinet.
We're almost done, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Let me know when you're ready to continue.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it's okay. Not like, take your
time. It's not life or death. My 10-year-old was just having an issue.
Okay. Have you, ma'am, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you donate money to the environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood produce, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, ma'am, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say minor.
A minor component. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, the question is, ma'am, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job? Support or oppose?
Support.
Support? Thank you. We're almost done, ma'am. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest produce mills. Now, the Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, this investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, man, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support that or oppose?
Yes, I would support that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to list very quick the several components of the program. And after each, please tell me, ma'am, if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first part of the program is create a new training program directly to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that or oppose that?
Yes, support that.
Support. How about the increase the number and diversity of the workforce with an outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minorities communities? Will you support that or oppose that component?
Yes, I support that.
Okay. And how about the work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues? Will you support that or oppose?
Yes, I would support that.
And how about the getting into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Will you support that?
I would. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's finish this up, okay? I appreciate your patience. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, but what is the highest level of education that you have completed?
From college.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Wait a second. 35 to 49.
To 49. Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, a suburban, a small town, farm,
suburban. Yeah.
Thank you. And is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or 100,000 plus?
50 to 74.
50 to 74. Thank you, ma'am. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative? How would you consider your political views?
Well, I'm right in the middle. Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction.
Healthcare.
You self-care, medical or healthcare?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the next question is just for statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. This concludes the survey. Thank you for your participation. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a nice day. Evening,
not
likewise. Actually.
Yeah. Night, ma'am.